Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, and especially ministering brethren around the world, God bless you and be with you. We look again back to a weekend which was a heavy burden upon me, sharing God's word and also thinking about the general situation in the message of the hour. Remembering one brother would tell me personally after arriving in one of the African countries, right at the airport, saying, in this country we have 27 different directions within the message. Then just at this weekend, one brother came back from an Eastern European country, making the statement that there are 17 different directions within the message of the hour. And because I had such a part in sharing God's true word, having known Brother Branham personally for 10 years, also recognizing him in 1958 to be not only a man of God, but having a divine commission. Then he told my brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. Having met the prophet at different occasions, exchanging letters with him, talking to him by phone from Germany, and friends, following the message since 1958, I grew spiritually under his ministry, knowing about his call, about his commission, being sure forever and ever that Brother Branham was the promised prophet according to Malachi chapter 4, confirmed by our Lord in Matthew 17:11, and also Mark chapter 9, verse 12, knowing that he was told on June the 11th, 1933, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Not going into all the details, but I was the one God gave grace to know the time we're living in, to know the message by divine revelation, taking everything back into the Word of God, making the Word of God to be the message of the hour, and the message of the hour being the Word of God. At the same time, I noticed the variations, the interpretations. Some brothers just overemphasize statements which they misunderstood. Division after division has come about. And brothers and sisters, I say this with a heavy heart, but I do say this in confidence, that from all this chaos, the Lord himself will deliver us. The last and final move of the Holy Spirit will overrule every situation. And all true children of God, the true elect, those who are part of the bride of Christ, will have part in the last and final move of the Holy Spirit. What we have to do now is to find our way back to God, to our personal relationship with our Lord, to have our Bible experiences of salvation, of conversion, of being renewed and born again by the Holy Spirit, and then, of course, being filled with the Holy Spirit. If we look generally into this world, especially to Israel and then to Jerusalem, we see and we hear what is going on. Negotiations are on their way about Jerusalem, friends. It just rings a bell. It sounds like a trumpet that we should pay attention to how far the time has moved on and how near the return of Christ has also come. Beloved, I believe with all my heart that now the time has come for all of God's people, regardless of who and where they are, to humble themselves and acknowledge what God is presently doing. And brothers and sisters, I would not dare to compare myself or the teaching ministry the Lord has granted to me with any man of God referred to in the Bible. But on the other hand, if I would not have received a divine commission with the all-penetrating and all-commanding voice of the Lord, and if Brother Branham would not have confirmed it, would I have the right to speak to you? Would I have the right to speak in the name of the Lord? Would I have the right to emphasize that only God's word remains forever? And every teaching, whatever was said by the lips of William Branham, cannot be used to contradict the Bible. Let me say this in clear, understandable English. Anyone who interprets Brother Branham's statements, making teachings which are contrary to the Word of God, is possessed of an evil spirit. William Branham, the greatest man of God ever living on the face of the earth, had his God-given, infallible ministry, which I'm an eyewitness and ear witness of. At the same time, I repeat and emphasize, he was not sent to bring a new religion. He was sent to bring us back to the original teachings of the Word of God, back to the apostolic fathers, back to the beginning. That is the essence of the message. But today, different brothers pick different subjects, lining statements up with them and then putting their own interpretations together and saying, this is the message of the hour. The message of the hour is the word of God, promised for this day, including the proclamation of the whole counsel of God. Beloved, I could read to you from many scriptures, from the Old and the New Testament, showing that we're not only in the end time, but we're so very, very near to the return of Christ. Beloved, this year is the 60th anniversary of the state of Israel. And the Lord himself said, when you see the fig tree coming back to life again, beloved, the fruit will be visible shortly. But first, the bride church from the nations must be made ready, and the Lord as bridegroom will come to take us home to glory. And then the message, the word goes to Israel under the ministry of the two prophets. Everything is very, very near. Just return to the Lord. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will reveal himself to you, and you will never again follow a man. You will search the scriptures, and then you will follow Jesus Christ. No prophet, no apostle ever said, follow me, follow my teachings, follow my explanations. Of course, the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So you don't follow just a prophet. You follow Christ as the prophet followed Christ and gave him the first place, because Christ is the first and the last. You know my statement, if you are right in your heart, you understand all things the right way. I just close, I have the Bible open. I wish to read many places, but I just close with this statement. They that were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. Matthew 25, verse 10. Let us prepare to be ready, for the return of Christ is imminent. God bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.